Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, everybody, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo here, and this week we're talking all-age comics. There are some fabulous superhero books coming out this week, including a reboot of one of the most popular franchises ever. We've got the dog version of Hero Cats. Ma, this is a very good one. We have some origami in the Star Wars field. Amazing Forest comes out. It's a fabulous book. And in the humor section, we've got Scooby-Doo, Regular Show, Penguins, and lots of others coming up on the podcast. The music you're listening to is from Cold Noise. You can check out all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. It's some dark, moody, atmospheric stuff is how they self-describe it. And it's very accurate. It's also very good. Superheroes this week in All Age Comics. It is a really cool week because there are really, on most weeks, there aren't many superheroes in the All Age comic realm. However, this week, they apparently got the memo, and there are about 5 to 7 new superhero books coming out for the All Age folks, including two of our favorites, or two new ones. There are 7 books. The ones we're going to highlight, one of them is a first, it's a major reboot for a franchise that has a movie coming out next year. You know it. It's just getting a cool major facelift. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. What is cool about this is that it's always had an element of camp. I'll hop back in the time machine and go back to Batman in the 80s when most people thought of Batman as campy Batman from the television series, and then they saw Michael Keaton as the cool Batman. That is the kind of paradigm shift that they're trying to do with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in the movie, and it's starting with this comic book, but it is still all ages. It's managed to be a very action-oriented fantasy fable. It's got the mythos of all the different color rangers, but it's in comic book series now. They're just kind of slowly educating the young consumers until the movie comes out next year. It's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 1. It's from Boom Studios. And apparently this year, i.e. the first 12 issues, are going to be all about the Green Ranger, because it's the first year the Green Ranger is in the comic book series. It's a little confusing if you're not down with, and I'm not down with Mighty Morphin Ranger Power Rangers at all, in that I don't know much about the history and the legend and the idiosyncrasies of the different colored rangers, other than kids love it, and it's getting a real style reboot. That is coming up this week. The first issue of this comic we are really looking forward to trying because we like their titles. It is Action Lab Dog of Wonder. Have you seen Hero Cats? Hero Cats is a comic that we like here because it's a true all-ages comic. It really is. Action Lab Dog of Wonder just kind of takes that and moves it to the canine side of things. And it's also neat because if you've followed Action Lab or if you've ever seen any of their comics, you've seen the Action Lab Entertainment logo, and you've seen the dog with the jetpack, what's going on. This somehow ties into that. And this is really all ages. It's fun stuff. It's about a superhero dog. And I suspect if it's anything like Hero Cats, it's going to be much cooler than the concept looks in your mind, if that makes any sense at all. Because I'm looking at the cover of it right now. It just looks very cute, but I like Action Lab's stuff. In science fiction this week, there are 2 books, there are 2 books that we're really excited about because they look so unusual, so weird, that we wanted to highlight them. The first one is a comic book. It is from IDW. It's Amazing Forest, number 3. The art on this cover looks fabulous. There is a robot about the size of, about 6 inches high, trying to capture a lizard on the cover. It's kind of a fable-oriented series that takes place in the forest. That's the title, Amazing Forest. Description, it's just a lot of short stories, and man, it looks fabulous. And to be honest with you, I haven't read it. There we are. However, it looks so great and so unusual that I just wanted to point that out, because some folks who are looking for comics for their children or for themselves are just looking for something that is not traditional. This is that book, Amazing Forest. In other book news, The Strange Case of Origami Yoda comes out on paperback. Now, in this one, the title alone is A, cute because it invokes Star Wars. It's awesome. But it's about a sixth grader that has an origami Yoda puppet on his finger, and that puppet seems to be smarter than the child himself. It looks awesome. It's out on paperback, and it is a book that our six-year-old would really dive into. That is The Strange Case of Origami Yoda, out on paperback this week. If you ever want to reach us during the week on Twitter, we are at Daddy Mojo. If you ever have any tips or questions or whatnot, please feel free to reach out to us and ask at Daddy Mojo. In humor this week, there really are lots of titles. We wanted to spotlight three of them that we really like or that your kids will enjoy for one reason or the other. One of them is Regular Show. Odds are, if you have a boy in your house and you have cable or any sort of television device that can watch this show, they love it. Kids six and up seem to love Regular Show. It's the number one cable show, if I'm not mistaken, on Cartoon Network. For good reason, it is very funny. It's not too sassy, and kids eight and up, there's nothing inappropriate for it at all from the television side of things. From the comic book side of things, it's great. We really like this comic. Issue number 33 of Regular Show from Boom Studios comes out. If you like the show, you will love this comic, and if you've never seen the show or the comic, check it out, because it's very goofy, surreal, and kids love it. Scooby-Doo Team-Up number 15 also comes out this week. We were lukewarm to this until we spoke with one of the artists that makes this comic and explained to us what's going on. Scooby-Doo Team-Up, it incorporates some old elements and some new elements. In Team-Up, they always have a superhero that joins them. In this issue, the Flash comes in and probably eats all their food in a hurry. That is what happens. It's issue 15 of Scooby-Doo Team-Up. It's great because kids of all ages love Scooby-Doo, and this is the Scooby-Doo comic that is not going to change when they tweak Scooby-Doo here in the near future. So rest assured, Scooby-Doo Team-Up, they're safe. Don't worry. Penguins. This was a miniseries that came out last year in 2015. I was lukewarm to it, but the more you read it, the funnier it gets, especially if you've seen any of the Madagascar movies or the Penguins movie, because when you read the comic then, you read it in the dialogue and in the intonation of the respective penguins. Thus, Penguins of Madagascar, Elitist of Elite, it's a miniseries, number one of four, comes out from Titan Comics this week. I'm going to go ahead and say I love this, because it's awesome. Our six-year-old goes mental over penguins. They love Madagascar. Even the four-year-old likes Madagascar, and they're going to jump into this comic book like nobody's business. It's Penguins of Madagascar, Elitist of Elite. It's a four-issue miniseries, so you can jump in with the comic book now or dig into the graphic novel when that comes out in just a couple months. That's a great overview of the All Age Comics this week. For a thorough look, just check out the website, Daddy Mojo, and you can see all the comics. I think there are about 26 coming out this week. We just wanted to highlight the best of the best. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.